On July 8th, an estimated 30,000 inmates in the California prison system began a hunger strike whose major goal was to end the common practice of years-long solitary confinement. More than 50 days later, a number of prisoners remain on hunger strike, and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, or CDCR, recently received authorization from a federal judge to begin force-feeding inmates. The United Nations has declared that prisoners held in solitary confinement for more than 15 days constitutes a form of torture. The prisoners' five core demands are end group punishment and administrative abuse, abolish the debriefing policy and modify active-inactive gang status criteria, comply with the U.S. Commission on Safety and Abuse in America's Prisons 2006 recommendations regarding an end to long-term solitary confinement, provide adequate and nutritious food, and expand and provide constructive programming and privileges for indefinite secure housing unit status inmates. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Isaac Ontiveros, a spokesperson for the Prison Hunger Strikers Solidarity Coalition. He explains that this latest action was the result of unfulfilled agreements made by hunger-striking prisoners 2 years earlier, and that the strike, initially launched at the Pelican Bay Secure Housing Unit, or SHU, has now spread to many other prisons across the state.
The prisoners have had the same five demands for the past 2 years. The most important demand for your listeners is an end to California's use of indefinite solitary confinement. The California prison system can throw somebody in solitary indefinitely. There are over 500 people in California who have been in solitary confinement for over 10 years. Many of those have been in for over 20 years, some 30, some 40 years. The UN says that a day over 15 days in solitary is torture. So you can imagine what it's like to be in solitary for 15, 20, 30 years. Their second most important demand is an end to the arbitrary, draconian, and thoroughly unaccountable process by which the prison administration targets prisoners for solitary confinement and then what a prisoner has to do in order to get out of solitary confinement. That's what they'll call the validation process. It's very important to understand that when a prisoner is thrown into solitary confinement, the process that the prison system uses is it's not like there's a trial. It's not like the prisoner can defend themselves. There is no recourse to due process. There is no due process whatsoever. So this is arbitrary and administrative. The third demand is an end to group punishment, and also known as collective punishment. A simple way to understand that is, for example, a guard will have a problem with a particular prison and then will punish an entire group of prisoners based on their problem with an individual. More than often, that punishment is race-based. Prisoners are calling for an end to that. They're also calling for the provision of adequate and nutritious food. And finally, they're calling for access to programs and services, especially for people that are in solitary confinement indefinitely. And these things can be as simple as access to things like colored pencils or a calendar, but also stuff that actually has to do with their rehabilitation or any other such thing like that. So access to, for example, educational programming.
Isaac Ontiveros, you said the prisoners don't want to starve to death, but recently a court ruled that the prisoners on hunger strike in California can be force-fed. Can you say more about that?
Last week, a court order was signed by a federal judge saying that the prison medical system could force feed prisoners. It also said that it could disregard prisoners' advanced medical directives. So like any human being that lives in the United States, you have a certain amount of rights and autonomy over what sort of medical procedures you're subjected to. And you can put those in writing, especially if you know that you will be falling ill. Prisoners certainly have that civil and human right. The disturbing part of this order is that it disregards that right.
Are any prisoners actually being force-fed now?
Not at this time. We hope that it does not need to come to that. All the CDCR would have to do, all the governor would have to do, is simply sit down and have good faith discussions with the prisoners about their demands.
You know, Governor Jerry Brown has taken bold steps to protect the public water and energy supplies generated in Yosemite National Park, where a forest fire is raging. But as far as I know, he, who is a former seminarian, hasn't said a word about prison conditions or the hunger strike.
Jerry Brown has not made a single comment about the hunger strike. I think his silence is cowardly, and it makes him complicit in the violence that the CDCR is perpetuating against these prisoners. I think if any of these prisoners lose their life, blood is on his hands.
Juan Mendez, the UN Rapporteur on Torture, has said that anything more than 15 days of solitary confinement is torture, and he has asked to visit the hunger strikers, but as far as I know, has not yet received permission.
You know, obviously, it's not surprising to me that the CDCR would try to hide their practices of torture, right? So they claim that they don't exist. You listen to the CDCR and they say these conditions are, it's like staying at a 4-star hotel. I think that those things would be laughable if they weren't so dangerous. I think that people putting pressure on the California government, not just the CDCR, but the governor or California's public safety committees, and saying, let's let this UN official come take a look. I think that that could be a positive step. I think that anything that happens like that needs to be understood that time is of the essence. Prisoners have been on strike for 50 days. The toll that it's taking on their bodies should be obvious to people that you don't eat for 50 days. There are serious, serious health repercussions.
That was Isaac Ontiveros of the Prison Hunger Strikers Solidarity Coalition. The coalition is asking supporters to contact the chairs of the California Legislature's Public Safety Committee to call a special session to hold the California Department of Correction accountable for the treatment of the hunger strikers and to meet with them over their demands. For more information on the prisoners' hunger strike, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.